Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got 22 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Grateful that you are here with us. By the way, if you miss any of the business interviews, I think I looked today, there was like 625 of them. You can always Google Insight on Business podcast, and all of them will be right there. They are mobile friendly and also searchable with 625 business interviews. You got to have some kind of a search mechanism. And with us in studio to add to that number is our own Laura Kennard. And she's got stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro for business. Hi, Laura.
Hey, how's it going?
Laura's sporting new shoes, ladies and gentlemen.
I am. You can't see pretty, them. Can't see those on the radio,
I could describe them, but then somebody might get angry or something. So they're very nice.
Let's say that the Nine West Outlet had a few deals that I appreciated.
Sales. There you go.
So nothing like getting some new shoes, getting ready for summer and spring. That's
there
right.
You go.
So, this week, we're not as heavy on lots of little events going on downtown.
Yeah.
Now that we're past basketball and all that stuff. But we do have Talent on Parade, which is Midwest Regional Competition. 6,000 attendees.
Okay.
Don't know a lot about that, but that's
spring
fair.
Is it spring break yet? I don't know.
Over.
Is it over?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
West Des Moines, Waukee, I think Des Moines, they're all in the same.
Done, right?
Yeah, done. Okay. They're all coming back today. So I think that the first thing we want to talk about is that walkability conference that's Wednesday.
Yeah, we just had a news story about that. It's coming up on Wednesday at the World Food Prize headquarters put on by the Urban Land Institute.
Right.
How to create a more... And the mayor of Oklahoma City is going to be here.
Oh, cool.
And the architect that's doing, you know, how walkable cities can save America. And it's all about economics. You know, it's really cool. We had Larry James on with us last week talking about this thing. It sounds like kind of a cool deal.
And it actually impacts the attractiveness of the city, and so that impacts everything from recruiting new young folks to come and work or to stay, and all sorts of economic trends.
Right, absolutely.
So it's very cool.
The whole idea behind this is when you have movement, you know, people on the ground and moving around and easy parking and all those other kinds of things, that it incorporates people to shop and do. It's kind of a return back to the 1950s, if you will, in a sense, and when towns and cities were much more walkable and public transportation was much more readily available. Yeah. So we'll see. Who knows?
Well, it sounds like a cool thing. Good.
Yeah.
So we also have Startup Drinks this week, which is really cool because it's at the Global Insurance Accelerator.
And where is that? Do you have
any
idea?
321 East Walnut, Suite 130.
So I got invited to that early this morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to find where it's going to be, and I couldn't figure it out.
So it'll just be East Village-ish, down the street. So this is, of course, the networking event for entrepreneurs and startup enthusiasts. But in addition to that, being at the Global Insurance Accelerator, a lot of people are interested in where that is, what they're doing. So it'll be a great opportunity to sort of check out startups and check out that space.
Startup drinks. And somebody said, Ben McDougall indicated there was free beer.
Oh, yes.
It's a free beer alert. I say free beer alert.
And I heard also maybe some leftover mixed drinks from something else. I don't know.
So what's the address again for that?
321 East Walnut.
Got it.
So that'll be from 5:30 to 7 on Thursday night.
Got it.
We also have American Institute of Graphic Artists, who will be doing that detour series of, it's a design studio tour, and they'll be at Design Matters in the East Village. So you might be able to squeeze both in because they're both kind of east of downtown there. So, and then we'll jump ahead to as far as new events, because we have our every week stuff, but we do have the first Friday next week. So we'll be getting into April already, and we've got Central Iowa Bloggers at that time.
First Friday of the month.
Think ahead to next week so that you can get that on your calendar. That is, of course, at the
Panera Bread.
Why is that slipping my mind? On University, and that's 7 to 9:30. So you can just come in. It's open from that time. And that's also the first Friday at Gravitate. So they have the downtown co-working and they have their happy hour from 4:30 to 6:30 at Gravitate on that first Friday of April. And then I'm going to add, since we're talking about blogging, that I have Blogging That's Fundamentals, right. which is Tuesday, April 6th. So register now is the point. It's mm-hmm. going to be a 3.5-hour course. So if you've ever been considering starting a blog for your business or you want to get better at it, then this would be the course that it's DMAC Southridge Campus. If you're not familiar, that's in the old Southridge Mall.
And you do a lot of these kinds of things. It's social media classes and blogging classes. Who can go to something like this?
So these are particularly of interest to small businesses. Mm. Now, on the blogging spectrum, it wouldn't have to be. So maybe you're just a person that, you know, is a foodie or just has a hobby and just have been interested in having that outlet. But nobody wants to write and sort of be writing to nobody. So you don't want to have an audience. So even right. if you're doing it for fun or a cause or whatever the case may be, it would be a good course to find out how you can grow your audience. And in particular, I'll have a sort of on business sort of angle to it.
Then. Got it. Yeah. How that impacts business and, yeah,
exactly.
and your voice. So how long is the class?
3.5 hours.
Okay.
So that is going to be from 6 to 9:30.
So what you do during that class, you kind of give the overview, the basics of blogging and why it's important and what
yeah,
you
we
can
kind
do.
Of yeah. run the gamut between why you would do it to begin with, whether it's for a business, for fun, for a cause, for money. Some people get,
sure.
you know, earn a living doing that. There's several case histories I'll talk about with regard to how people have earned a living eventually. And then getting into the tools, the planning, you know, the biggest thing is to be consistent. And that's a hard thing for bloggers to be
yeah,
consistent.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, one of the things that's coming up this week as well is there's a breakfast with the Urbandale Chamber and Charlie Whitmack is going to be there.
Oh.
It's being sponsored by ABI.
Oh, which
the
which
Iowa Association
day is
of
that?
Business and Industry. That's going to be on Friday, I believe it is.
This Friday coming up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
So that's going to be kind of cool. So, you know, there's just, and Charlie Chamber. Whitmack, we had him on.
Oh, right.
Last, yeah.
That's
this
right.
This is the guy who swam the English Channel, biked 8,000 miles, went up Mount Kilimanjaro, I don't know what mountain it was, Mount Everest.
Mount Everest.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, he says, you know what, after I did all that, I really found myself. And then he started another company, and it's craziness. It's just
so
craziness.
So he'll be speaking at the Urbandale Chamber location.
No.
No.
I don't know exactly where. I can't
okay,
remember.
So we'll look that up and we'll hashtag it under DM Biz Events, and I'll add that so that in case you'd like to listen
Yay.
To him speak, we can get that up there. So,
thank you, Laura.
Well, thank you.
All right, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she comes in each and every week, first guest of the week, to kind of scroll through some business opportunities for you and things to do for business. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll check out the stock market for today. What happened on that sliver of land between Broad and Wall Street? We'll have that for you. And we'll take a look at the weather, the traffic, the Iowa 25. And then this half hour, we've got Jeff Garrison in studio talking about how businesses can grow faster. You might want to pay attention. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
One child grows up to be